Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Monday, my friends. Woohoo! New day and new week is here. Let's get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Divine Wake Up Call. Divine Wake Up Call. Oh, girl, what is God up to today? What has He been working on for you? What have all the days of your life brought you to in this day? Oh, you thought you were just waking up to just another Monday where you have to drag your butt through the day. But you would be so wrong. Today, you have an invitation to wake up and live like never before. An invitation to shift your perspective on your whole life and then watch your whole life change right before your eyes. Did you wake up today with anticipation? Anticipation for all that God has aligned for you? Anticipation for His provision in miraculous ways? Anticipation for His beauty and goodness to surround you? Or did you trade that anticipation for anxiety? Anxiety over all you have to do, but you don't want to do. Anxiety over all that could go wrong, may go wrong, has ever gone wrong, with an assumption that wrong is coming your way again. Have you gotten so wrapped up in living that you've forfeited the ability to really live? Are you here, but not really here? Awake, but like sleepwalking through your days, just going through the motions, checking the boxes, doing the things, but finding oh so little joy in it all. Girl, wake up. Romans 13, verses 12 through 14, reading in the Message translation, says, make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over and dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work He began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute. Get out of bed and get dressed. That's what the scripture says. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. Have you dozed off in your own life? Are you so exhausted with your daily duties that you've become oblivious to all that God is doing all around you? Are you wasting your minutes, assuming these minutes you've been giving aren't valuable enough to really wake up for? When I began really devoting my days to fully living with zest and gusto, I began to understand that God's desire is to give you a life that you want to wake up for. Imagine that, a life that you would wake up early for simply because you want 30 more minutes of it. A life you're not willing to forfeit for sleep. A life so full you are left drinking from the saucer because your cup is overflowing. Yes. This is the life that Christ came to give you. This is life to the full. Remember Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. A life worth waking up for is what Jesus is offering you. And you have an enemy in this world who tries to take everything Jesus came to give you. There's another sentence in this verse, a warning of what the devil tries to do to you every single morning. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." Our enemy's goal is to steal everything offered to you by Jesus. Jesus offers a day of life worth waking up for, and the devil comes to steal that gift and make it a day that you dread. Is that what he did to you this morning? You dreaded waking up? He stole the gift of a new day of life for you, and instead of wanting to wake up for it, he made you regret having to wake up? That slimy sucker! He's been stealing from you! Jesus offers you strength and energy for this day, and the enemy comes in to kill that. Is that what he did to you this morning? He killed your willpower. He smashed your energy and left you exhausted before the day even began. Jesus offers you joy with each new morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Joy comes with the morning. If you didn't wake up with that joy this morning, could it be because the thief has been destroying it? My sister, this is not God's best for you. This is not his plan, his desire, or his will for his best girl. Now, you do know that's you, right? You are his best girl, his divine masterpiece, his chosen one, his hand selected, set apart for such a time as this kind of gal. God wants to open your eyes to a life worth waking up to. He wants to give you a passion for living each day that is so great you would willingly wake up 30 minutes earlier just to get more of it. If you don't have that, it's not because it's not being offered to you. It's because the enemy has slipped in and he's been stealing it from you. This is your divine wake-up call. You've been snoozing through a life that is entirely too precious to miss. The life God has for you is right here. It's not in some distant destination that will be worth waking up for when you arrive. No, your life is worth waking up for today. This is your destination. Today, right here, there is priceless living to be had. You can't save this up for a more special day. That special day you've been saving for may never even come. Don't you know how fleeting this is? Don't you know how fragile every detail of your life really is? And we're all in a perpetual state of dying. Not to be a downer, but really, do you realize? We are all in a perpetual state of dying. How crazy it would be to wait to live until you're closer to dying. That sounds like a ploy of the enemy to me. Yep, that's his nasty work right there, trying to convince you to wait to live, all while life is never promised for tomorrow. So you save up what you could enjoy for some unknown date that may never even come. Waste. That is wasting life. Remember the story Jesus told of the money that was given to three workers by their boss? The parable of the talents. You can read it in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. But essentially, the boss gave each of his three workers money, and then he went away for some time. And when he returned, he asked for an account of what they did with the money while he was away. And the first two workers used the money they had, and they had double to show for what they had been given. The boss was pleased with them. However, the third worker was afraid to lose what he had been given, so he buried it, and he did absolutely nothing with it. And Jesus says the boss was furious, and he took it from him, and he gave it to the other two who had proven to use what they had been given. God has given you and I time. He has given us days to live. One day, when he returns, he will ask for an account of what we did with these days. To the one who was afraid to live, afraid of failure, afraid of hard work, afraid of the unknown, there will be disappointment. Don't let that be you, my sister. Your objective is to live an unwasted life. An unwasted life is today. Make something of this time. Make something of these opportunities. Make something of this miraculous beauty all around you. Wake up! Wake-up calls can be alarming. They can shake us up and wake us up from a dead sleep. Wake-up calls can come in the form of life-altering circumstances, close calls, harsh realities. Is that you right now? You have some life-altering circumstances, some close calls, like, whoa, some harsh realities? I do. See it for what it is. It's not here to destroy you. It's here to wake you up. You've been going through the motions in life, and this shakeup was meant to shake you awake. This is your life. Stop wasting it. Respond to this divine wake-up call, and you live your life as only you can live. Don't allow yourself to be tricked into the exhaustion of the daily grind. God has given you strength to do all you need to do. Set your mind to receiving that strength instead of receiving the defeat that the enemy offers. Be awake to what God is doing. Open your eyes to see all his offerings and be ready to seize them. As you practice being fully alive and awake to see everything that God is doing each day, you will begin to overcome the enemy's attempts to kill, steal, and destroy God's offerings. With this practice, you will become so alive that you genuinely want to wake up earlier just to enjoy more of the day of life given to you. Oh, to wake up an hour earlier, to live an hour more. When you're living right, living will be so important to you that sleeping through it is no longer an option. Maybe today you got a wake-up call. And that wake-up call is something that is alarming and scary and it shook you up. It's to wake you up. Because, sister, this life that you have been given cannot be wasted. Wake up and live this. Live it in such a way that you want to wake up earlier just so you can enjoy more of it. That is what is available to you. That's what you're created for. All right, now that you're awake, you want to pray with me? Okay, come on. Join me right now. Hey God, good morning. God, we're so grateful that you have given us a new day of life. Help us, God, to wake up. If any of us listening this morning have been struggling with wanting to just kind of snooze our way through life, we're going through the motions, we're not really engaged, we're not really here, we're not really savoring any of this. Lord, I thank you that you love us so much that you will do whatever it takes to get our attention and wake us up. We look around and we see the things that have happened in our life. Oh, those are our wake-up calls. We've been snoozing. We have been oblivious to you in all the details. So God, we're awake now. You have our attention. We are ready to live. Lord, would you just help us recognize that you have given us the strength to do everything we need to do today. We don't need to stress it, and we don't need to dread it. We just need to show up and live it. Live it with joy. I thank you that joy comes in the morning, and here we are waking up to a new day of life, ready to live it. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for our wake-up calls. Thank you for loving us so much that you won't just let us waste this. Lord, I'm grateful for the way you're speaking to every single one of us. I'm grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this today. I lift up their families to you. I pray for your blessings, your favor, your hand of guidance and direction. I pray for your provision for today. I pray for your protection. We thank you for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, I love our time together. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful day of life. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.